front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. We interview people from all realms of the open source universe to find out what's hot right now, share some hardships and headaches, give a little advice, and learn about the people behind the screens. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter, at Lullabot, or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you! Today, I'm going behind the screens with Chris Teitzel, founder of Cellar Door Media. Hey, Chris!
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am recovering from a flu right now, so if I cough too much here, I've got my trusty coffee next to me, and hopefully it won't be too bad.
That's all right. Magic of editing. If I can make myself sound smart, I can make you sound like you're not coughing.
Exactly. Can you make me sound smart, though? That's the question.
Well, that part's up to you. We'll see. So you brought a little bit of that flu back with you from Austria, huh?
Yeah. It's the Drupal flu that everyone gets. I always say, you know, a successful DrupalCon, if you come back and your immune system just doesn't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, I'm really sad that I didn't make it out to Austria, because I know that there were a number of just amazing sessions, and I've heard fantastic reviews from people who were out there, and those European cons are always a lot of fun.
I am
very excited for next week, because I'm going to be out there at Bad Camp with you.
I always look forward to the conventions and the Drupal cons, but Bad Camp holds a special place in my heart every year. You know, no matter what, it's get to Bad Camp. It's always a special time. So yeah, no, I'm excited for it.
So what's going on with you at Bad Camp? You have a busy Saturday, I understand, talking about security.
Yes. So this year we're taking the security summit, and rather than doing it the day before with all the rest of the summits, we decided to turn it into kind of a track, if you will, within the camp itself. And so all day Saturday, we're going to have different sessions that are featured throughout the day on security. And myself, I'll be leading kind of a lightning sessions with three folks on Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday, second to last session, we will be presenting myself and Luke Probosco from Townsend Security. We'll be presenting on the future of Drupal security and just kind of internet security and cybersecurity in general, and what that looks like in the coming years, because things are getting crazier by the day, and threats are continuing to change. But at the same time, they follow some of the same patterns, and so we can start looking now at what we do and how we interact with Drupal and how we interact with the web now, and kind of project that forward. And I always look forward to seeing that video 3 or 4 years from now to see just how accurate or inaccurate I was. So it'll be fun.
So who are these sessions geared towards? Are we looking at more DevOps type people working in the servers, front-end developers, back-end developers, new people to the community, people who've been around?
So the lightning talks, we've got kind of a whole setup. We actually were able to get an engineer from Square Payments. They're going to be coming over and talking about kind of the omni-channel, how they connect the in-store POS with the online web and all the security that has to go in and play in connecting those systems together, all the way down to some more, you know, nerdy DevOpsy stuff. Our session, the future of internet security, is actually going to be very beginner focused. And that's kind of been my passion in what I've been doing within Drupal, and the security modules within Drupal, is it's always this thing where people think that security is just this, oh, I can never do that because it's too tough, right? Or you have to be like this absolute master programmer to do it. And it's one of those things where it's like, well, if I'm out there doing security, you're out there, you can do it too. So the bar isn't set too high. And we actually want to lower that bar for folks and make security approachable to everyone. And so our big passion project over the last, it's been 4 or 5 years now, has been encryption and bringing strong data encryption into Drupal and the ability to protect data within Drupal. But just in general, I think that as Drupal becomes more and more complex, we need to continue to make sure that the security bar is low enough so that just because you're a new person to Drupal doesn't mean you're going to be building insecure sites.
That's really excellent. Between the security pieces and the accessibility pieces, I feel like we've got the community heading in the right direction now, really trying to educate as the first step and that help people understand it's not that difficult. It's just you need to learn one or two pieces and making it easy to implement those pieces.
Right, right. And the biggest thing I always tell folks is just don't trust any users. Don't trust anything that comes in. And even more so, if you're an agency like yours and mine, don't trust your clients to know how to use Drupal, right? I've told the story a bunch in my talks, but I built a Drupal 6 website at one point and had an early version of web forms on there. And I get a call and they're having some issues with one of the web forms, and I go on and they had created a e-commerce style checkout that had credit card number, CCV, expiration date, all that. And I'm like, no, like you can't do this. Like this is all wrong. But then I realized like, oh, I gave them the tool to do this. Like I just didn't tell them. I assumed that they just knew that you don't ask for credit cards in an open form, not over SSL, that's stored in the clear in your database. Like that just seems a given to me. But it's one of those things where we need to teach not only the developers how to use it, but or how to build it, but then also the users on how to use Drupal. There's a lot of education, but I do feel like as a community, we're starting to embrace that. Just like with accessibility, we're starting to embrace some of these topics a bit more and demystify them.
From what you've seen in like that story that you just shared about using WebForm to collect credit card payments, which, by the way, if you missed that part, don't do that.
Don't do that. Please don't.
So aside from that, what's if you were to pick like one thing that is most often abused, or if you could take this opportunity to instill this one piece of information in people, what would that be? What advice would you give?
So I'm a big proponent of data privacy, and the best form of data privacy is not actually collecting the data in the first place. But then the other thing that, and this is kind of like a pet peeve of mine, I'll get on my soapbox here for a second, is as developers, Drupal gives us all of these tools that we can utilize and do some really fun stuff with. And one of them is in the form API, there's a password field. That password field has no protections around it. It just, from a UI, gives you the pretty little dots to do the pretty little dots. But it's still up to you to do something with that password. And I won't name names, but there are a great deal of modules out there that ask for sensitive information like passwords using the form API for passwords, but then just stuff it in the database in the clear. And to me, that's the big thing that I'm just like, no, please don't do that. And there's so many ways to prevent that from occurring that are available via core and in contrib modules. That's my big red flag is what are you asking in your forms or in your website, whether to the end consumer or of the folks using your modules, and then what are you doing to protect that? Another thing that I've been preaching lately for folks is Keybase.io, and they've made some really cool features to it since I first got into it, when it was just a command line interface. But it is basically like an end-to-end encrypted Slack, if you will, that also mixes in an element of Dropbox. So I always tell clients or all of the developers we work with, if you have something that is secret that needs to be sent to me, send it to me via Keybase, and it's encrypted end-to-end.
Awesome. So we've talked about computer internet security. I understand you might have some sort of a problem with maybe traveling security, being arrested in certain countries.
Detained, yes. I do not have an arrest record that I know of. I joke that Drupal has almost killed me multiple times, and it's actually a project where you and I met. first, and it was actually the first DrupalCon I ever went to. So we were in the hackathon and we built this geolocation aware SMS plugin for Drupal. And so a buddy and I took that, the work that we did during that hackathon, which, by the way, we won. Awesome. Go us. And we took that technology and took it to Haiti. So,
and this was right after the big earthquakes in Haiti.
Yeah. Right after the earthquake. And so, so I fly to Haiti completely oblivious and naive to what's going on. And I get out, and to get from the international terminal to the domestic terminal is just 2 blocks, but they will not let you walk that. There are people out there that are like, no, you have to get into a cab. So you pay like $20 to a cab driver to drive you 2 blocks down the road. And really what this guy ended up being for me was like a bodyguard, because when I got to the flight, the local flight terminal that was supposed to put me in this old, Russian cargo jet that I'm sure, wouldn't be licensed anywhere outside of, Haiti, they didn't have any room for me. And so they're like, sorry, we're overbooked and you're bumped. I was like, when's the next flight? And they're like, 3 days from now.
Oh my gosh.
And they're going, I don't know if you understand my situation here, but I am not Haitian. I am not part of any large aid organization. And you're telling me that I have to spend 3 days in Port-au-Prince by myself. That in right after one of the largest humanitarian disasters that, that the world has seen. Yeah, this isn't exactly what I had signed up for. So, long story short, a cousin of a friend ended up coming to pick me up on a motorcycle. And on the motorcycle, we're driving through the back alleys and streets of Port-au-Prince, dodging UN trucks and going through all sorts of stuff. And I end up back in this compound in the back streets of Haiti. And the only way I can describe it is this lady was like the godfather of the neighborhood. It was this immaculate compound. She drove a Land Rover, had big 10-foot walls on it. I didn't ask her what she did for business because I didn't want to know, but she kept me safe that night. And the next morning they popped me on a school bus, and I took a 6-hour school bus ride across Haiti with it breaking down, engine failing. I'm pretty sure the brakes didn't work on the way down the mountain because they just honked as they went down instead of braking, and all this crazy stuff. And talking to the local Haitians, they're like, we don't even take that bus. Like, that bus will kill us. And multiple times that weekend, I was told, like, you step outside that door, you'll die. Oh, go sit on that curb, you'll die. Like, don't leave that wall or you'll die. And there was like a common theme going along the whole time. It was like, just do that and you'll die. But at the end of the day, after all of that, what was really awesome was to be able to go to some of the medical communities in the northern part of Haiti and give them this tool that was built on Drupal that allowed them to communicate via SMS to each other via the geolocation stuff we did. So yeah, Drupal has led me down some crazy pathways, and the stories that I'll be able to tell my grandchildren will be awesome.
Man, that's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, I've got more. I've been detained in Nigeria and not necessarily gunpoint, but yeah, all sorts of fun stuff. So it's been an adventure in Drupal, that's for sure. And the big thing I always tell folks is, and I think the point of any talk that I would give around that would be just say yes. Like, if you're ever presented with an option in Drupal, hey, would you like to do X? Say yes.
The community is so welcoming and open, especially for new people.
Yeah.
I get really excited when new people come up and like, oh yeah, we want to learn this, or that's thanks for doing this, or it's really encouraging.
Yeah. If you're at a convention, if you're at a camp, if you're somewhere, just go, just do. Don't let the fear of the community keep you back, because really this community is the most welcoming of any tech community I've ever seen.
Yeah, I will completely agree with you on that. And let's see, I'm trying to find my list of questions now because I want to play rapid fire.
Uh-oh.
All right, so here we go. We'll do rapid fire with Chris Teitzel. 5 questions. Most of these are yes or no questions, or, you know, pick one of the 2 options.
All right.
So you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right. Question number 1, Thundercats or Voltron?
I led such a sheltered childhood. I actually didn't watch either of them. So Thundercats, because I like them better, but I have no emotional attachment to either.
Man, all right. I'm 0-3 on that one so far.
I know,
I'm totally, I mean, they're both awesome, but Voltron was so cool. I had all 5 lions that you could plug together. Number 2, would you rather attend school at Hogwarts or live in Narnia?
Narnia, hands down. Love the Narnia books. Yeah, I always dreamed of being the was it Edward that had the sword? Oh, I love Narnia, and I don't even know who it is, but yeah, no, Narnia all day long.
Nice. All right, here's an easy one: dogs or cats?
Dogs. I have a 70-pound English bulldog named Starence that sleeps and farts and burps in the office here, so definitely a dog guy.
Number four: peanut butter, crunchy or creamy?
Creamy. I don't like crunchy peanut butter. It just has a weird texture to me. Nope, don't do it. And always pre-stirred peanut butter. Don't give me that unstirred stuff with the oil layer on top. Oh, it's gross. Nope, has to be pre-stirred, creamy, and it's horrible for you. It sticks to your gut, but man, it's good.
Nice. All right, final question. Would you rather smell like garbage for the rest of your life or constantly have a headache?
Garbage, because I'd get used to the smell and everyone else would have to deal with it. But the headaches are the most annoying thing in the world.
All right. I like it. Good answers. Awesome. All right, Chris, really great stories. And I always love chatting with you. I'm really glad we met that one day in DrupalCon Denver. That was one of my yes moments. I saw that they were doing, I don't think they do these anymore at the hackathons, but Tropo was sponsoring a hackathon. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to this. I've got the time. It's in my hometown. I'm going to go check it out. I had no idea what to expect. I ended up in a group with you and a couple other guys. We put this together. It ended up helping people in Haiti. And now I've got a friend in Seattle.
And not only that, what's really cool, and I'll give a quick plug for it, is that we took that core technology, ended up working with the mayor's office in Washington, D.C., and it's now called Hope One Source, and it's dc.hopeonesource.org. And it is now sending out geolocation-based SMS messages for things like hyperthermia, homeless shelters, food drives, soup kitchens, legal aid, all of that. And what's really fun about it is that Tropo, the company that sponsored that, ended up getting acquired by Cisco. And now Cisco is one of the main sponsors of that program, all because of DrupalCon 2012. And it's now saving lives and spreading information within the district of DC and soon to be elsewhere. So really awesome. And it's all volunteer driven. There's a ton of great Drupal developers behind it. So yeah, it's kind of fun to see, you know, that was one of my first yes moments as well. And it's still alive and kicking and still making a difference in the world. So yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun.
That's really cool. I didn't know that Cisco had purchased Tropo.
Yep. Purchased Tropo and we stayed tight with them throughout that process. And they've been excellent partners to work with. So
that is amazing. That's so cool. All right, well, to wrap it all up, Chris, is there anybody who you would like to give a shout out to say thank you, who maybe helped you along your way in your career, gave you a push when you needed it?
Oh, man. Jake Strawn and Fubi back in the Omega days. That's where I got my start in the Drupal community and really kind of got my voice. And since then, all the folks in the security team, David Strauss and all the folks over at Pantheon have been wonderful partners as well. So yeah, those are the folks that I look to in the Drupal community as my rock stars.
Very cool. Well, Chris, thanks for taking some time to hang out and talk and relive some of the good old days. And if anyone wants to reach out to you about any of the security things or just wants to chat, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Folks can get a hold of me on Twitter, TechNerdTeitzel, and it's not hard to find me. I'm the tall redhead running around at DrupalCons. And then Locker, locker.io. And my email is pretty easy. It's chris@locker.io. So just shoot me an email and love to talk.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have ideas for questions or segments, or if you're organizing a camp or an event and you would like to promote it, or if you just have some cool stuff you want to share, tweet us @Lullabot. Or drop me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Also, if you're liking the podcast, don't forget to go onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review. Until next time.